find ourselves now in the Yemei Nisan, Yemei Geula, especially the first 12 days of Nisan, the days in which the Nesiim sacrificed, donated for Mishkan, Minhag is to read every day, one of the Nesiim. Today was Rosh Chodesh, today we read the Nasi of Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadov, predecessor of Mashiach, descendant of Yehuda, who represents the whole month of Nisan. Nisan is the month of Yehuda. Every month corresponds to a different shave, it is mentioned many times. Nisan is the first of the 12 months. Rishayin hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. Yehuda is the melech. Rishayin hu lachem, lachem is Isaiah's melech, the melech of all the Shvatim. And in a leap year, we get to read the parasha Mitzayra before Pesach by itself. The only time we ever read Mitzayra by itself is in a leap year, and that's when it's before Pesach. Otherwise, it's Tazria Mitzayra and it's after Pesach. So it's related to Iyar. But this year, we get to read this parasha as we enter the month of Nisan. L'cha'ayra, what does Nisan, the month of Geula, have to do with Mitzayra, who symbolizes the Jew in Golus? Because the Jew in Golus is referred to as a Mitzayra. The Jew in Golus is like a Mitzayra who is Bodad, Yeshev, Eicha, Yoshva, Bodad. The Mitzayra has to sit alone in solitude, away from everyone else, as a result of his Lashon Hara, which is the cause of Golus, the cause of Churban. And we're beginning now the month of Geula, and we're reading Mitzayra. We find that the Rishonim did not call this parasha Mitzayra. The Rishonim, Rashi for example, refers to this parasha as Zois Tihiyah. It's called Parshas Zois Tihiyah. In last week's parasha in Tazria, Rashi says the Pesukim, after it talks about the Tzara'as, so Rashi says, K'mefurash the parasha Zois Tihiyah, as you'll see in the next parasha, which is referred to as Zois Tihiyah. So Rashi doesn't call it Mitzayra. There was a minhag among many to refer to Parshas Mitzayra as Parshas Tahara, because they don't want to utter the word Mitzayra. A Mitzayra is a leper. A Mitzayra is the one who has to go out of the three machanois. He can't enter Yerushalayim. So there are three names to this Parsha. Either it's called Mitzayra, or it's called Zois Tihiyah, or it's called Tahara. There's also another name, a title that is given by the Chassidish Sfarim to the parsha before Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Shabbos HaGadol is what we call Shabbos Pnuya. Literally, it means it's an empty Shabbos. There's nothing really special about this Shabbos, of course, besides the parsha. It doesn't have all the other titles as the parshas that we had till now. Till now we had Shkolim and Zohar and Parah and Chodesh, and next week is Shabbos HaGadol. So this one is Penuya, it's empty, it's like left, doesn't have anything special, nothing significant. So the Alexander in his Sefer called Yismach Yisrael, from the great Rebbe's, the Alexander Rebbe in his Sefer discusses the concept of Shabbos Penuya, that this Shabbos is Shabbos Penuya, and he gives it, he has a different take on this, and he says that just like when one goes to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, he's supposed to immerse himself twice. Once is to remove the zuhama, the tumah of the week, and the other is to be mamshach on himself the kedusha of Shabbos. He says, so too, there are two Shabbosos before Pesach, the 2 weeks before Pesach, that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we have to start preparing for Pesach. There are the two Shabbosos. The first Shabbos is Penuya. The first Shabbos, he says, Penuya from the word Panui, clean out, like we have in this week's parasha too, Ufinu Kaila Shababoyas, to clean ourselves out, to get rid of all the chametz, get rid of all the tumah. And then comes the next Shabbos, which is Shabbos HaGadol, where the Kedusha of Pesach begins. As he says, the Kedusha always starts the Shabbos before. So the Shabbos before, when we say Avodah Moyinu, we read the Haggadah. The Rav darshins the halachas of Pesach. Because starting already, Shabbos HaGadol, Pesach is like is with us already. So the Yitzhak had two Shabbos, Penuya and Shabbos HaGadol. That's one explanation that he gives why it's called Penuya. Another explanation he gives, that just like when a woman marries, it says she has to clear her mind, I mean, mevatel herself totally to her husband, kehefker. She has to be a penuya, as if she wants to enter into the rishus of her baal, she must be mesalek anyone else's rishus, her entire das and her rutzen, and then the baal takes her into his rishus. So too, a person who wants to be niskadesh b'kedushas Yisrael has to be a ponui, he has to be totally clean, clean himself out of any other machshavas, other ritzoinos, like a kala hanachnesis lechupa. And then he says comes the next Shabbos, which is the kedushin. It's interesting too that today those who have the minhag to read after davening the nasi, we read Vayehi b'yom kalos Moshe lahakim es haMishkan, the day that the Mishkan was completed, which was Shmini Lamiluim, which was today Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rashi says there kalos kekala hanachnesis lechupa, because really, even though we know that Shavuos Matan Torah is considered the chasana of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, the Kedushin is in Nisan, Kadesh li kol b'chor. The Kedushin is really now. In fact, many say even the Chasana Shavuos is considered a different concept, but b'chor banu mikol ha'amim is now, in Chodesh Nisan. This is the month that Hashem chose, as the Medrash says, b'chor mikol ha'chadoshim, and Hashem chose us from all the nations, designated us to be His people. So that's the month of Nisan. And therefore, just like a kala before she enters the chuppah has to be mevatel herself totally to her husband, so too we have to be mevatel ourselves. We have to cleanse ourselves and prepare ourselves for the chuppah and for the kedusha and for the kedusha of Pesach, which the first of the simone haseder is kadesh. But as we enter the month of Nisan this year, we get to read this parasha, either Mitzayra or Zois Tihiya or Tahara or Penuya. All of these names have to be connected to Pesach, connected to Nisan. What is the connection? We look at the first pasuk of Mitzayra. It says, Zois Tihiya Toiras HaMitzayra B'yoyim Taharasai. This shall be the laws of the Mitzayra on the day that he becomes purified. And the Torah goes through the entire procedure. He's brought to the Kohen, the Kohen goes out to him, and he sees that the saras has been healed, and he has to bring two birds, shteitzi parim chayos tahoyrets, and the whole procedure mentioned here at the beginning of the parasha. And then if he's poor, he can't afford the animals, he has the option of bringing birds. Question is, why does the Torah say zois tihiyeh? What's the expression tihiyeh, which means in the future? Till now we've had Zois Toiras Negat Zoraas. Doesn't say Zois Tihiyeh Toiras Negat Zoraas. Or in this parasha itself, we have Zois Toiras Hazov. It doesn't say Zois Tihiyeh Toiras Hazov. What's the Tihiyeh? Why doesn't it just say Zois Toiras HaMetzoyra B'yayim Toharosai? Why is it written in future tense? What also is the meaning of HaMetzoyra with a hey? Why not just say Zois Tihiyeh Toiras Mitzayra? Why HaMitzayra? Literally, it's because it's going on the Mitzayra of the previous parasha, and it's true that we do say Zois Toiras Hazav, Zois Toiras Hayoledes. But perhaps there's another meaning here. Why it is referred to as he is referred to as the Mitzayra, HaMitzayra. Another detail in the pasuk. What's the zois? Zois tihiyeh toiras hametzor. What's this concept of zois, which we actually see throughout these parashiyos? Zois toiras hazav. Zois toiras negatzor roas. What's the zois? And next week too, we're going to be reading the Shabbos before Pesach. B'zois yavoi Aaron el hakodesh. The truth, the emphasis is, the parasha is not speaking about saras here. The parasha really is speaking about the purification from tzaraas. Last week we read about the tzaraas, but this week we speak about the tahara of the mitzayra. Zois tihiyeh toiras hametzayra b'yoyim taharosai. We're referring now to the purification. Klal Yisrael and Golus are referred to as mitzayroim. So ra'as is golus, ki yodu. As mentioned last week, what the Medrash says, that all the tzora'as, sa'esa, pachas, baheres, they are all referring to a different golus. Memeila, taharas hametzora is geula. If tzora'as is golus, then the purification from the tzora'as is obviously geula. And even more than that, it's tchias hamesim. Because a metzora is considered dead. A metzora is one of those who's dead. A blind person, ain't like Misha and Leibanin. And a metzora is all kosh of kames. In fact, we read last week how the metzora actually mourns his own death. The metzora lets his hair grow. V'roisha yiyya for ruav yal safam yata v'tome tome yikra. Bodod Yeshev, as it says in Eicho, Yeshev Bodod V'yido, I'm referring to an Ovel. The Metzora is an Ovel. He mourns himself because he's now considered dead. He's Koshev Kemes. So when the Metzora is purified, he's being resurrected. He's becoming alive again. He's experiencing Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is going to take place in Nisan. That's one of the reasons that we read about Tchias HaMesim in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Goig u'magoig will take place on Sukkot, and Tchias HaMesim will take place in Nisan, on Pesach. The Geula is supposed to happen in Nisan, b'Nisan asidin li goil. Now that we are already in Nisan, and that happens to be the Psak Din, the Psak that is referred to by most Rishonim, that b'Nisan asidin li goil, Nisan is the month that is destined for redemption. It always was. It is the month in which we experienced the downfall of Mitzrayim, the Shoyrish, the root of all Goliyos. All Goliyos are called Mitzrayim, the Medrash tells us, because Shehem Mitzirim Li Yisrael, they cause tsar, they constraints, they make things difficult. Kol HaMeitzer Li Yisrael Nasa Roish, Min HaMeitzer Koros Yiko, that's Mitzrayim. Mitzoyra is the Oisius Meitzar Ayin. Meitzar Ayin means the constraints of the Ayin Umayis, the constraints of the 70 nations. Tzorua, the word Tzorua is Tzar Ayin. The Tzorus of the Ayin Umayis, especially in the last generation when it's all Umayis together, Goygu Mogoy Gematria Ayin, 70, the accumulation of all the Umayis Ha'olam, Amalek, Esav, Yishmael, all joining together at the end of time when the Tzaras intensifies. So that's the Meitzar Ayin. The Toiras HaMetzora B'yoyim Taharosoi, the Tahara of the Metzora, of the Meitzar Ayin, refers to the Geula. The Geula, when Eliyahu is Mevaser, Hine, as we read in the Haftarah next week, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu Hanovi Lefnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGodol V'Hanoiru. Eliyahu is mevaser that the Golus is coming to an end. B'yoyim Taharosai is b'gematria Yoyim mevaser. The mevaser, Eliyahu HaNavi is the mevaser that's mevaser us. Eliyahu is the one who's going to be mechayim esim la'osid lovi. In the famous memra of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer that Mesilas Yesharim is based on, we read that Zahiris brings to Zerizis, which brings to Nekias, which brings to, at the end, Ruach HaKodesh, which brings the Tchias HaMesim al Yedei Eliyahu HaNavi Zachur LaToiv. Eliyahu plays a very important role when it comes to Pesach. We open the door, we pour the fifth cup, the Kais of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu is the Mevaser, Eliyahu is the one who will be Mechaye Mesim. Eliyahu, it says, will anoint Mashiach. The Metzora is Mashiach. The Gemara tells us that Mashiach is referred to as a Metzora. Chivra de Bei Rebbe Shemai. Mashiach suffers because of the Averis of Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Nun Gimel. Not the way Lahavdal, Elef Havdal is the way they translate it. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that he's a Soivel Tachaluim. He sits on the gates of Rome and he's a Meduka Bi Yisurin. He's a Metzora because Tzoras is Golus. He is Soivel, the Yesurei HaGolus. Ha Metzora with a Hey, the Metzora HaYadua. This is the Metzora HaYadua that's referring to Melech HaMashiach, who's called the Metzora Bizman HaGolus. And when the Geula comes, he's healed. Zoistihi at Toiras HaMetzora, the Torah of Mashiach, B'yoyim Taharasai, the day that he is purified. meaning the day that he's no longer a mitzayra, the day that he redeems us, which is in Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is the month of Geula. As the Aruch Chaim tells us, that the two birds that are brought here for the mitzayra refer to the two Mashiachim. The live bird is Mashiach ben David. The bird that is shechted is Mashiach ben Yosef, who is supposed to get killed, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, and then Mashiach will be Mechayim Esimim. So the Shtei Tziporim Chayos Tahoyros, those are the two Mashiachim, the two Redeemers, that will come to be Metaher the Mitzoyer, that will come to be Metaher Klal Yisrael from their Tzara'as. So the Parsha is very appropriate for Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is the Chodesh of Geula. Nisan is the Chodesh of Tchias HaMesim. Nisan is the Chodesh of Tahara. We want to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara. Zois Tihi Atayras HaMetzoyer B'Yom Taharosoi. Zois is Pesach. We find by Pesach the Avadeta Es HaAvoida HaZois B'Chodesh HaZeh. Pesach is called Zois. Rashi says, Zois Pesach. What does the Tam ask? The question that the Tam asks is, Ma Zois? Zois is Pesach. We also find the word Zois concerning Yehuda. V'Zois li Yehuda. The only one of the Shvatim where it says the word Zois by the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Shvatim is by Yehuda. V'Zois li Yehuda. V'Yoyim Eshma Hashem Koil Yehuda Ve'El Amoy Tivienu Yodav Rovloi. The Ezer Mitzorov Tihiyeh. It starts with the word Zois and it ends with the words Tihiyeh. Just like over here, Zois Tihiyeh. Tihiyeh is in future tense because this parasha is talking about the future. This parasha is being miramis to us what's going to happen at the end of time, in the future. Tihiyeh, La'osid Lavoi. Zois Tihiyeh, Tairus HaMitzorah, B'yayim Taharasai. La'osid Lavoi, the Mitzorah, referring to Klal Yisrael, and referring to Mashiach, who's the Mitzorah HaYadua, will experience Tahara. No more Tzaras. Vehuva, the Chidah says, the word Vehuva is the Oisius, Ve'ohuv, as the Rambam says, that a Baal Tshuva is Ohuv, Lefnei HaMokoy. There are two Chatoyim, the two main Chatoyim that we suffer from till today, and that's why there is Tzaras, is the Chet Eitz Hadas and the Chet Ho'egel. By both there was Tzaras. The Tanchuma, in this week's parasha, the Tanchuma in Metzora, says that the Nochash was cursed with Tzara'as. Oror Ata Mikol HaBehema, says the Tanchuma, Eiriroi B'Tzara'as. Why? It makes sense. The Nochash was the first to speak Lashon Hara, the first one to be Poige in Bolshoinoi. At that time, the Nochash had a mouth, a tongue, the power of speech. He desecrated his power of speech, and therefore he became a mitzayru. By the Chet HaEgel, we find the same thing. By the Chet HaEgel, the pasuk says, "Vayar Moshe es ha'om ki faruahu." Says the Medrash here. This week's parasha, Tanchuma and Mitzayru, says parua literally means revealed, open. The same word that we have by the mitzayru in last week's parasha, "Veroisha yihye farua," which means that he has to let his hair grow. So farua, the word farua. The shayrish of the word is peyresh ayin, which is in backwards, is oiref. Oiref means the back of the neck, stiff neck. That stubborn person is called a kshei oiref. Paroi is oisius ha-oiref. So parua is tzaras. Tzaras came about as a result of the chet ha-eitz hadas and as a result of chet ha-ego. Meaning that when Mashiach comes and Mashiach is misakeh in the chet of the nochash, Mashiach is begematria nochash, Mashiach will eradicate the Tumah of Tzara'as. That's what Mashiach is going to accomplish. Mashiach will get rid of Tzara'as, and then we'll be Zoyche to Atzeres. It's very interesting, I didn't see this in any of the Sforim, but an interesting idea, that the seventh day of Pesach is referred to in Chumash as Atzeres. Chazal calls Shvu'is Atzeres, but the Pasuk calls Shvi'i Shel Pesach Atzeres. Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Toichal Matzois, Uvayoim Hashavi'i Atzeres LaHashem Elokecha. We will read this Pasuk the last day of Pesach in the parasha of Kol HaBechor. The Farshim have difficulty. Why is Shvi'i Shel Pesach referred to as Atzeres? One Pshat Rashi says it means, it comes from the word Atzeres, which means to refrain. The refrain itself is from doing work. So then every Yom Tov that we don't do work should be called Atzeres. The other pshat that Rashi says is Atzeres comes from the word knufia, gathering of Meichel and Mishta. Is that only on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? We don't do that on Shavuos. We don't do that on Sukkos. And the Chanami is Shmini Atzeres, but then every Yom Tov should be called Atzeres. Perhaps the idea is Tzara'as comes about because of Pera. In Mitzrayim, we were in Golus by Paroi, which is Oisiois Pera. That's the reason why we were in Golus. Lashon Hara, Dilturia, Rechilus, Nivul Per, Pegam HaLashon. The Dibur was in Golus. We say in the Haggadah, Onus Al Pi HaDibur. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we were redeemed. Our Dibur was redeemed. We rectified the Dibur. Ochei Noida HaDavar HaDibur. We also say, in fact, in the Parsha of HaChodesh, also the Torah stresses the concept of Dibur. HaDavar HaZeh HaDibur. The Dibur went out of Golus. We're no longer talking Lashon Hara. We're no longer Mitzrayim. Tzaras has come to an end. When Tzaras comes to an end, Tzaras turns to Atzeres, just like Nega turns to Oineg. As it says in Sefer Yetzira, Ein Lamata Mi Nega Ve'ein Lamayla Mi Oineg. We mahapich from Nega to Oineg. Tzaras becomes Atzeres. When one is a Mitzrayim, he can't praise Hashem properly. Can't daven to Hashem properly. Can't learn properly. The pasuk says in Tehillim, a Rasha, a person whose poigame, his lashon, has no right to learn. The mouth becomes a receptacle to tumah. The same mouth cannot be used. It's a kitshrug on the person who speaks lashon hara. That's why at the end of daven we beg Hashem, Elikai nitzor l'shoini meira. Remove the ra. I shouldn't say anything bad anymore. No more ra. I shouldn't say anything that, as a result, I shouldn't be able to daven. Because we know what we use our mouths for. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we were zeichet to the geula from Pera. And then we were able to sing Shira. What day did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? They didn't sing Shira the night they left Mitzrayim. They said Shira on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. That's the day that they said Shira. Oz Yashir was said on the seventh day of Pesach. And that's why the seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. It's the Hepech of Tzaras. We were Mesakein the Pera. And now we can say Shira. Now we can use our mouths and sing to Hashem. There's no more Pegam. Atzeres, Tzaras becomes Atzeres. Perhaps that's the reason why Davka Shvi'i Shel Pesach is called Atzeres. Not the first day of Pesach. It took time. It took a few days of Sfira until we were zeichet to sing Shira by the Yam. Then we came to that Madrega of being able to say Shira. Tzaras became Atzeres. Zois tihi et toiras hametzoir. Zois is Pesach. V'yavarato es ha'avodah ha'zois. Zois is Geula. Zois is Mila. The Medrash says on the pasuk that we're going to read next week, "Bezois Yavoi Aaron al Hakodesh," that Aaron entered the Holy of Holies with Zois. What's Zois? So the Medrash gives a whole list of various mitzvahs that are referred to as Zois. One of them is Mila. Zois Brisi Asher Tishberu. Yerushalayim is called Zois. Zois Yerushalayim. Pesach, the Medrash says. Then the Medrash also quotes the pasuk by Yehuda, "Bezois Li Yehuda." Yehuda is Zois. Malchus is Zois. Kiyadua. Zois is Malchus. Malchus Peh, we say in Pasach Eliyahu, Malchus is Peh, Dvar Melech, Dvar Malchus, a king has to be able to talk, a king has to be able to command. Malchus is Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh is called Malchus. The Peh, the mouth was in Golus. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov that we use our mouths and we talk and we say the Haggadah and we say Hallel and Shira. And Manishtana, it's the Yom Tov of Dibur. The Dibur is no longer in Golus. Tzaras comes to an end, now it's Atzeres. So Zois Tihi at Toiras HaMetzoira, the Metzoira, the Klal Yisrael that's referred to as the Metzoira, in Golos, Zois Tihi, by Zois Tihi they'll be Zoichet to be Metahar themselves from Tzaras. When the Bechina of Zois, Mila, which Mila is also the Tikkun, Mila Begematria Peh, Bris HaLoshon is Bechuvin Kenega Bris HaMo'or, Zois Li Yehuda, Yehuda is Malchus, Shema Hashem Koil Yehuda, Yehuda excels in his with his voice, with his singing. David HaMelech Ne'im's Mirais Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. We say in Kiddush Levana. What's Kiddush Levana? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodoshim is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Klal Yisrael, we are compared to the moon. The Levana, the moon is constantly mischadesh every month. And that's why by Kiddush Levana we mention David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim is Ki Oreach Yikoin Oilam, as we say in Tehillim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is B'Gematria Mashiach Ben David, Malchus Beis David. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Malchus Beis David. Every Nisan, we are reminded that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Zois Tihyeh is B'Gematria David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Zois Tihyeh Toiras HaMetzoyra B'Yoyim Toharosoy V'Huva El HaKoyhein. Vehine nirpa nega hatzoras min hatzorua. The pasuk says that the kohen sees. The kohen means Hashem. Hashem is referred to as the kohen. Ve'ata kohen le'olam. It says in Tehillim, Hashem is the kohen, the kohen, hakohen hagadol. Hashem sees that Klal Yisrael are healed. Vehine nirpa nega hatzoras min hatzorua. They now deserve to return to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. V'hine nirpa nega hatzaras is b'gematria Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. And as the Medrash says, Zois is Yerushalayim. V'zois, Pasuk in Yecheskel, Zois Yerushalayim. The Metzora, which means Klal Yisrael, have been exiled from Yerushalayim. The Metzora has to leave. He's Meshulach Mechutz L'Gimel Machanoi. He's Bodod. Bodod Yeshev, like it says in Eicha concerning Yerushalayim. Eicha Yoshva Bodod. Meaning the Tahara of the Metzora, that's returning, that's Shivas Tzion, it's returning to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Malchus Beis David, eradicating the Ra. When we take the word HaMetzora and we get rid of the Reish Ayin, we're left with Matzah. HaMetzora is spelled Hey Mem Tzadik, Reish Ayin. You remove the Ra, you get Matzah. Hey Mem Tzadik is Matzah. We remove the Chametz is the Gaiva, the Yeshus. The Yetzirah, who's referred to as Chametz, removing Chametz, that's what we're doing these weeks, especially as we are now within the 2 weeks of Pesach, and this is Shabbos Penuya. Removing Tzaras is removing Chametz, because Chametz is Gaiva, which brings to Tzaras. The Baal Gaiva is the one who speaks Lashon Hara. That's why the Metzora has to have brought for him Eitz Erez Ushni Soilas Ve'ezoi, which Rashi says here. Why? Because he was, Erez Rashi says, Lefishan goyim boyin al gasus haruach. Ushni soy laas ve'ezoy. So mat hakonosoy. So how do we rectify the mitzvah? How should he become healed? Yashpil atzmoy migay usoy ki toy laas ve'ezoy. He has to humble himself like the toy laas and the ezoy, which are small grasses compared to the Erez, which is this large cedar tree. He's a balgaiva. He's chometz. So he has to humble himself. He has to become a matzah. Pesach is the Yom Tov of matzah. We get rid of the chametz and now we're zoicha to matzah. We remove the ra, hametzoyer, remove the reish ayin, we get matzah. Hey mem tzadik is matzah. Matzah is emuna. The Zohar calls matzah mechla de mehemenusa, the food of faith. It's also called mechla de asvasa, the food of healing. It's yadua. Many tzadikim would give matzah to sick people, and they would experience a refuah shleima. Matzah has the power to heal. Matzah has the power to bring a person to emunah, which is the Shar Hanun. The Shar Hanun, that was the madrega that Klal Yisrael reached when they left Mitzrayim, when they came to the Yamsuf. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, al tikri chamushim el chamishim, the Zohar says. A person can experience Pesach by night, total transformation. You can go from being a Metzora to becoming the highest level possible. We find here that the Metzora has to have oil poured on his head, something we don't find by other tumas. Oil. Shemen has the power to be Metaher. Shemen has the power to anoint. We read today that as far as Rosh Chodesh Nisan is concerned, Vayihi b'yom kalos Moshe l'hokem es hamishkan. Vayimshach, the Mishkan was anointed with the Shemen HaMishkan. That's why the Mishkan was never destroyed. Shemen is Nitzchi. Shemen comes from the word Shmini, as the Maral says. The number 8, that's the number associated with Klal Yisrael, the number that is associated with Mashiach, the number that is associated with L'mayla Menateva. And that's why we find in these parashiyos that the Metzaira, the Zav, for example, and the Yiledes, and all those that experience Tumah have to wait till the eighth day. The eighth day, there's no Tumah anymore. V'ayoyim ha'shmini yikach shnei kvasim t'mimim. Or by the later, v'ayoyim ha'shmini yimoyl b'sar ha'losay, and then the damshi, which was Tumah, becomes Tohor. Or we, at the end of the parasha, we learn about the Zav, who has to count 7 days, v'sofar lo shivas yonim l'toharosoi, uvayoyim hashmini yikach lo shtei soirim o'shnei b'nei yoyinu. What's this about the eighth day? And the same thing with a nida, with a zava, uvayoyim hashmini tikach lo shtei soirim. Tumah affects seven. Tumah is only in the world of seven, but in the world of eight, there's no tumah. The shmini is tahara. The number eight, which is the number that a yid is connected to, that's the number that brings us to total tahara. That's the number that even a mitzayru, who's mishulach mishalosh machanos, on the eighth day he's no longer tomei. On the eighth day he's like a regular yid. He's back in klal yisrael. Not only that, he has oil poured on himself, just like the kohen gadol has oil poured on his head to anoint him into kahuna. The mitzayru, the lowest Jew, experiences also a pouring of oil on his head. As we read here in the Psukim, Al Roish HaMitaher, on the head of the Mitaher, he's no longer called the Mitzayr, he's now called the Mitaher. He's experiencing Tahara, he's now totally Tohor, he's Al HaMitaher Min HaTzara'as. He's now experiencing Tahara from the Tzara'as itself. He was Nishapech, totally turned around. That's Pesach. Pesach is the Yomtiv. Pesach comes from the word skip over. Hashem skips over all the madregas. Klal Yisrael were on the lowest madrega when they left Mitzrayim. They were in the Memtes Sharei Tumah. And that night they was eicher to the Nun Sharei Bina. Doesn't make any sense. How did they go from Memtes in Tumah to Nun in Kedusha? Jumping, it's like going from minus 49 to an integer. You go from minus 49 to plus 50. So that's going up 90 madregas. That's Pesach. Pesach has the power to transform. Even the Rosha comes to the Seder. Arba Bonim, connected Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. And we see this in the Haftorah. The Haftorah of Mitzorah, which not always do we get to read it. It's not in a regular year. It's usually Shabbos HaGadol, but not always do we read this Haftorah. The Haftorah of Mitzorah is about the four Mitzayroim. These four Mitzayroim, Gehazi and his three sons, were cursed by Elisha that they will have leprosy forever. Vitzaras Naaman Tidbak B'chol Oilam. In fact, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Gehazi has no Oilam Haba. Meaning, they were cut off from Klal Yisrael, the Cha'ira. Tells us Rabbi Tzadik in the Pre Tzadik, in this week's parasha, not so. The Pre Tzadik says that they were brought back into the fold. And that you see in the story here, because when one goes through the story here, we find out that they were the ones who delivered the good news to Klal Yisrael, that there was food in the machane of Aram. There was a hunger, the Jews were dying of hunger, and they were out of the camp because they couldn't enter, because they were Mitzayroim, and they went out, and they found that there was food, that the Hashem made a nes, and all the goyim from Aram left their homes. They thought they were being attacked. It wasn't true. They thought they were being attacked. They left all their homes with their money and all their food there, and then the Yidden came and were able to eat. The whole story, as we read in the Haftorah here, says Reb Tzadik, Megalgalin Schus Al Yedei Zakai. If they were expelled from Klal Yisrael forever, Hashem would not use them as the ones to deliver the good news that there's food. And being that they were the ones that were chosen to be the Mevasrim, we see the Lashon of Besoira here. Yoim Besoira Hu, it says. They said, this is a day of good news. How could we hold back? We must go right now, let the king know that there's foods and that Klal Yisrael will have what to eat. So they were the ones that were Mevasir Toiv. I once heard from Rav Wolfson Shlita, who said that it's brought down in the Me'orei Nayim and Chesidus Shesvarim, that when a person is Mevasa, when a person delivers good news, he is Zoicha to a Ha'orah, a Nitzos of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi enters every person who is Mevasar Toiv. And the fact that they were the Mevasarim in the Haftorah here, that they gave over the Besura Toiva, that there was food, and because of that, they were mamash mechayim meisim klal Yisrael. So that means Eliyahu HaNavi was in them, and they Eliyahu HaNavi we know is the mechayim meisim. So as a result, they were zeicher. They also have a tikkun, and they will have a tikkun. Va'ameich kulam tzadikim. Every yid will have a tikkun, even the arba mitzayroim, even the mitzayra. So this parasha really is very, very apropos. As we enter the month of Nisan, the month of Geula, the month of Tchias HaMeisim, we read about the purification of the Metzorah, the end of Golus, the Tahara of the Metzorah. It's Yudua that Elisha went all the way till Damesek in order to be Metaher, in order to try to bring back Gehazi Ubanov. It says he went to Damesek. So the Gemara says, L'achziram b'tshuva. Why did he go to Damesek? Is a raya, the Gemara says, that Damesek, that was the place where the Metzoroim would hang out. That was their place. Damesek, Damascus. Damesek is the opposite of Yerushalayim. Even though it's the same Isiyah, Mikdash is Isiyah, Damesek. And Mikdash is Yerushalayim. The Medrash tells us, see me ad Damesek, Mishkun Isayach. That we say this on Hoshanah Rabbah and the Hoshinus. But it's based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. That Yerushalayim will extend until Damesek. The gates of Yerushalayim will be in Damesek. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the place where a Metzorah is not allowed to be, will spread till Damesek, the place where the Metzoroim are or were. That when Mashiach will come, there'll no longer be Tzaras in the world. Tzaras will come to an end. There won't be any Tzaras. The Chet Eitz Hadas will be rectified. The Chet of the Eagle will be rectified. Where there was Tzaras, these were the Chatoim that brought Tzaras to the world. Therefore, Yerushalayim will extend until Damesek. As it says, Yerushalayim will be as large as the whole Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will be mispashed throughout the entire world. Pesach is the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Pesach is the Yom Tov where it all started. It all started on Pesach. And this year we are zeicher to read the parasha of Metzorah that has 90 psukim, tzaddik psukim, 90 psukim parashas Metzorah has. Mashiach has to do with the number 90, with the letter tzaddik. So you do what it says in Medrash, in Lech Lecha, it says that the mansapach, the soifiyos, the end of the letters, the end of the mem, the end of chaf, the chaf sofis, the mem sofis, the nun sofis, all these letters correspond to different geulas. Pesach, for example, is the pei sofis. That's why it's pakot, pakadati, pei. Everything is pei. Pesach, pidyon abem, paroi. Mashiach has to do with tzaddik. Tzemach tzaddik, as the pasuk says. Mashiach tzidkenu. B'hoye tzedek ezer mosnov. Tzaddik. Mashiach will reveal that every yid is a tzaddik. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. If we remove from the word Mitzoyra, the Mem Resh Ayin, the Tzor L'Shoini Mei Ra, the Mei Ra, we're left with a Tzaddik. When we remove the Ra, we're Zeichet to the Tzaddik, Mem Tzaddik. Mem Tzaddik stands for Mashiach Tzidkenu. Pesach was the Geula from Mitzrayim, from one Umma. Today we're going to experience the Geula from the Meitzar Ayin, from the Mitzoyra Meitzar Ayin, from the constraints of all the Ayin Umays. Every year we say, the Gemara says, "Benisan asidin li goyel." The Geula is going to take place in Chodesh Nisan. And of course, every year we get closer. We don't get further away. Every year we're closer and closer. This Nisan of Tavshin Ayin Aleph, hopefully will be the Nisan in which we will experience the Taharas HaMetzorah, will experience the Bechina of Shemini, the Shemen. Mashiach is called Mashiach because he's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. The procedure that the Metzorah goes through here at the beginning of the parasha, that's the procedure that we're all going to be going through. Zoistihia Toiras HaMetzorah. What's the Torah of the Metzorah? So the Gemara says it means that the takana for a Metzorah is to learn Torah. If he spoke Lashon Hara, so he should purify himself by learning Torah. Another explanation is Toiras HaMetzorah is Toiras Mashiach. The Torah that was given to us at Har Sinai, that was the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But then there's the Torah of Mashiach, which is the same Torah, of course. There's no two Torahs, but the Torah of Mashiach is Pnimius HaTorah, the Torah that has already it's beginning, the revelation of this Torah has started at the time of the Arizal and the time of the Baal Shem Tov and the Baboyim Acharav. Just like in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim also, Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael Rosh Chodesh Nisan 2 weeks before they left Mitzrayim. He began teaching them HaChodesh HaZelochem, the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach. They were getting a taste of the Torah that was about to be revealed to them a few weeks later. They got a taste of it before in Mitzrayim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim. So too, in Golus, when we're still called Mitzrayim, when Mashiach is still a Mitzrayim, there will be the Torah's HaMitzrayim that will prepare us for the Yom Toharosai. Chodesh Nisan is Mesugal for that, because Nisan was the month in which the Torah began to become revealed. That's when HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem was said. Before Shavuos, before Matan Torah, we were Zeicher already to bits of Torah and mitzvahs that were taught to us on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then the next year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Torah was taught from the Mishkan, from the Oyel Moed. Torah Shebaal Peh began its revelation on Rosh Chodesh Nisan a year later in the Mishkan. So too in the future, Nisan will be the month when we will be zeichet to kemitziyon teitzei Torah. Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed in Mitzrayim and later on Har Sinai. Then there was another revelation later on in Oyel Moed. The Torah of Mashiach is going to come from Yerushalayim, from Tzion. Mitzion teitzei Torah, but that cannot be until the Taharas HaMitzayra, until the Mitzayra is totally purified. Until the Mitzayra experiences a refuah shalema, v'hinei nirpa nega hatzaras min hatzarua. V'hinei nirpa nega hatzaras is begamatria about Toimer ha'pam oida es Hashem. That was Leo said that when Yehuda was born, she said, now I can praise Hashem, now I can thank Hashem for the extra portion, for the extra child. For Yehuda comes from the word hoidu'a. Haidah is only possible when there's no tzaras, as mentioned before. There's no shira until Shvi Shal Pesach, when tzaras becomes atzeres. But hine nirpa nega hatzaras. There's no tzaras anymore. So about toimer hapam oides Hashem and these same words as mentioned before. Begamatri Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. That's the place where a yid goes to bow, to prostrate himself, and to thank Hashem and to sing to Hashem in the Makom HaMikdash, which the Makom HaMikdash was designated in Chodesh Nisan, as it says in Medrash, the Akedah took place on Pesach, and that's when Avraham Avinu said, Behar Hashem Yei Ro'eh. The Makom HaMikdash was designated in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, therefore, is the month of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's also the month of eradicating Amalek, as it says in Chasam Sofer, based on the Zohar, that Erev Pesach, the time that we burn the Chametz, is when Hashem will burn His Chametz, that's the Amalek. And it's the month of Minoy Melech, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim, Be'echad B'nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim. Moshe Rabbeinu became a Melech in Chodesh Nisan. That's when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Mashiach will be anointed. Mashiach will be revealed in Chodesh Nisan, the month of Yehuda. Yehuda is the predecessor of Mashiach, of David. V'zois li'Yehuda, Shema Hashem, Koil Yehuda, Be'el Amoy Tivienu, Yodav Ravloi, Ve'ezim Yitzorov Tihiyet. So zois Tihiyet, this is futuristic. This parasha, this will take place in the future. The parasha of Tahara, Penuya, when we, the objective this week, this Shabbos, every year has to get rid of Tzaras. That's what we have to do this week. This week, we all have to purify ourselves from Tumas Tzaras, from Gaiva, from Yeshus, from Lashon Hara, from division, from splits, and Klal Yisrael. And then we're zoicha to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, and that's next week. Achrei mois, b'zois yovoi Aaron al HaKodesh. Aaron goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and the Seder night, it says every year is like the Kohen Gadol. One of the reasons they say, well, we wear a kittel by the Seder, a white kittel, like the Kohen Gadol wore white when he went into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Every year experiences like what the Kohen Gadol experiences in the Kodesh HaKadosh, the night of the Seder. This year we actually get to read Parshas Achrei, the Shabbos before Pesach. It doesn't always happen that way. To prepare us for the Seder, as we'll see next week, that Parshas Achrei, the Kohen Gadol, Bezois Yavai Aaron al HaKodesh, Befar Ben Bakal V'Chatos V'Ayel Le'Oyle, that's preparing ourselves for the Seder. So this is the Shabbos to rid ourselves of Tzaraz, get rid of a Chametz, get rid of a Gaiva, reveal the Matzah. Remove the chametz and reveal the matzah. That's like the milah. Remove the orla and be megala the atara, which is what milah is all about, which is on the eighth day. The first Mila was in Chodesh Nisan of Avraham Avinu. The Mila of Yitzchak was in Chodesh Nisan. The Mila of Klal Yisrael was in Chodesh Nisan. The first time when they left Mitzrayim and then when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Also the Mila of Yeshua Ben Nun was in Chodesh Nisan. This is the month of Mila, the month that we connect ourselves to Shemini, to Tahara, we should be Zoychataka, the B'Nisan Asidun Li Goel. It should be this Nisan of Tavshin Ayin Aleph. Tavshin Ayin Aleph is Begamatria B'yas Mashiach. We should be Zoychataka to the Geula HaAmitis V'Hashleimah, and to the removal of the Tzaras of Chametz and Amalek, and to the revelation of Matzah.